Hello and welcome to an extra one-off edition of Big Mouth. My name's Robin Leeburn. I'm a podcaster from Essex and a music fan. And like so many teenagers of the 90s, I grew up with The Prodigy. The news of Keith Flint's death last month left me reeling. And so, when his Prodigy bandmates put out the call for anyone who loved Keith to come to St Mary's Church in Bocking to attend his funeral last Friday, I picked up my microphones and did my best to document an extraordinary, moving day. So let's get on and hear from friends and fans of the man, the icon, Keith Flint.
Well, certainly the more central and southern parts, it'll be a fine dry day. Good deal of sunshine to begin with, clouding over somewhat later on. But for Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales...
Braintree, because why not the Cressy, Braintree, Freeport and Braintree. Please note that there is standing room only on this...
And so it was, instigated by years of happy memories and one tragic night. That on a fine, dry day, with a good deal of sunshine, I boarded the packed train at Braintree to pay my respects to Keith Flint, the Prodigy's fire starter, icon of 90s dance and culture and beyond. Like I'm sure many 90s kids, I wanted to be in the Prodigy when I grew up. We copied the hair, the dance moves. And now, heeding band leader Liam Howlett's call to raise the roof for Keith at his March funeral, the extended Prodigy family set out for Keith's Essex homeland. Boarding the train was like a trip back to 92. Cheap weed fumes filled the carriage. Tinny boombox started the rave. I'm sure some people hadn't bought tickets. I asked fellow travellers why they'd come.
Because I'd feel a cunt if I wasn't here, basically, mate. Simple as that.
We came down from the train at Braintree and walking the couple of miles to the church at Bocking, where the service would be held. Thousands had gathered to line the streets for the funeral procession or hear the service over loudspeaker. And there were no tourists here. Tracks from the Prodigy's incredible 25-year career blazed from passing car windows, from windows and gardens of countless houses and pubs along the route. There was a real sense that this was Keith's home. And in so many different ways, we felt we knew Keith somehow. Or he knew us, spoke to us, and we connected with him somehow.
I've been lucky to meet him on various occasions throughout the years and got to know him. He's just one of the most genuine, likeable people that I've ever met. And I'm lucky to have some very good friends. And although I wasn't close to him in that respect, I did consider him as a friend. He's just one of the lads. He had no big-headedness about his fame and fortune and the success. He was just a down-to-earth, really decent lad. And he was kind as well. A really kind bloke. He'd do anything for anyone. And I think that's why there are so many people here today, because everybody who likes the Prodigy or likes motorcycle racing or, you know, countryside life, they all know that that's what Keith was like, and they're all feel connected to him.
Well, it's kind of like one of those one in a million, I was gonna say, in like famous people, but really like anyone, right?
Going back to those rave days and then going throughout the years, it's been interesting to see how Keith's become more involved from just being the Prodigy dancer to being the front man and not afraid in trying different things, you know, and to be able to cross over so well the way they have done in doing different styles. It was just astonishingly good. And, you know, and I just feel sad that perhaps he wasn't as happy as he wanted to be, that brought us to today. But, you know, God rest him, bless him. And he's a top bloke, and I shall always love him. Yeah.
Outside the church, at the Retreat pub opposite, an impromptu rave was in full swing. Reaffirming the family vibe, the first person I saw stood atop a bird bath in the village green was the Prodigy's tour bus driver, Vicky.
Raising it for Keithy. Yeah, I used to be their tour driver in 94, 95, 96. Brilliant boys, good band. And they were very nice to this old lady.
And the stories just flowed from there.
I've seen the Prodigy 37 times. Just the exhilaration of fighting that crowd is off the chain.
Well, there's a right festival feeling at the moment, you know, which is really nice. You know, it's not, no one seems particularly down, everyone's just enjoying themselves, and sort of like, I suppose that's what the music was about at the end of the day.
You've got your children?
Yep.
Do you know the Prodigy?
Yeah.
Do you listen to the Prodigy?
Yes.
You can listen to the Prodigy?
Yes.
Pointing to the right people.
Yeah, we're honestly the tribute act of the Prodigy anyway. I played Keith in the tribute band.
Amazing.
He plays Maxim in the tribute band.
Yeah, we've been doing the tribute band for 14 years. We had to be here, do you know what I mean?
What's it like being Keith?
Well, it's an amazing platform to have, you know, just kind of just be up there and just give it your all. So the thing is, you have to give 110% just to kind of like fill his shoes in that sense in a tribute form, you know. Yeah, people are having it down here, you know. Like people just, as soon as they hear it, it's happening, and that's that.
And we've done since we heard about his death, we had to cancel the next gig, which was in where was it?
Soap
the Trump. But our next gig was meant to be in Milton Keynes, but there were so many Prodigy fans who wanted to come and talk to each other and like, yeah. So I thought, well, we'll still do the gig, but it will be a charity gig. So all the money that was raised is going to a mental health charity called, what was it?
Mind.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that gig to me, and probably the rest of us, was probably one of our most important gigs for us.
And amidst the almost carnival atmosphere was the poignant heart that we lost Keith.
Every interview I ever saw Keith in, he was happy, loving life, loving what he does for a living, good at what he does for a living. You just never know what's behind closed doors, do you? And we're all heartbroken.
I just sort of ran away from school and found my first tribe. And it was, we all knew how special it was then, you know, we all knew it. And partying with friends in warehouses and places and, you know, dancing on stage next to him with white gloves on in Jenkins Lane and barking at Raindance, you know, so it was a very special moment, a special period of time. And yeah, these moments sort of remind you of it and bring it all back, really. So I suppose it's good, but terribly sad, because I won't ever be able to have a crack with him ever again, like.
What about that?
Wow.
What about that crack of the 90s in that era being the only one?
I think I'm not, you know, I'm sure those movements will come again, but it feels like we were the last generation of people just getting out of our lives and partying together, from whatever background you came from, rich, poor, black, white, gay, straight, etc. Everyone was there partying with a common aim of just being together and that whole one love thing, and I'm not sure we see much of that now, really. So, you know, it's a shame it's gone.
And as the motorbike signalled the arrival of the hearse, and Keith's family and friends went into the church, the crowd settled as actor Paul Kay read tributes from those who knew Keith best, and of course his bandmates.
We're just two mates, happy that we created something special together. We're really proud of them. We didn't give a fuck when anyone else thought. We just kept saying to each other, play it again, play it again, on the way home. And what we just said. Maxine remembers. For the first few years of the band, I was the main frontman. And then I remember it so well. Liam said, man, we've written this tune with Keith doing the vocals. And I was like, really? Are you sure? And then I heard Firestarter.
I wonder what it was like for those in the church. Could they hear how every crazy story from Keith's incredible life drew cheers and laughs from his army of fans? Inside, friends and family privately grieved on this most sad of occasions. While outside, to an extended family, Keith played for his crowds one more time. And as the sounds of the jam, played at the church by Joe McAdam, rang out over the speakers, we say goodbye to Keith Flint, a true entertainer.